Stillman and Company, 102.5, 106.3 The Game, streaming live on Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, and Facebook Live, live from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios. So you heard in Ian's update there, Scott Drew has told Kentucky no. So add him to the mix, because Jay Wright on TV after the championship game said no. Billy Donovan is coaching an NBA team. He hasn't coached college basketball in 10 years. He's going to say no. Danny Hurley, after the championship game was over, said no. So where does Kentucky basketball? They moved on from Cal. They probably contemplated firing him. They didn't have to pay him the $33 million. It's a top three job in college basketball. Where do they go from here? This is what Matt Jones said after Scott Drew turned down Kentucky today on Kentucky Sports Radio about what Kentucky was going to do.
This is all Danny Hurley Day.
Danny Hurley Day.
All chips will go towards Danny Hurley today, tomorrow, Saturday, however long it takes, and they will make him say no. All right? That's where we are. They will make him say no. He probably will say no. But they will make him say no. And everybody that said he wasn't considering it, all of you are wrong. Okay? They will make him say no. I think he probably will. But I can tell you, name Thursday is everything we got Danny Hurley done. That's what this is. And maybe Friday and maybe Saturday. I don't know. But that's where this is now.
Are those numbers accurate?
I think they will offer him between $11 and $12 million a year.
My goodness.
Oh, we got that.
They will make Danny Hurley, if he were to take it, they will make him the highest paid coach in college athletics.
Wow.
And that includes football.
Okay. So he's telling you right there, they're going to offer Danny Hurley this. And I haven't seen Twitter say that Danny Hurley has said no for sure, but it sounds like Danny Hurley is going to say no for sure. So you must think, here's Jared Stillman, a Louisville grad, who watched his friend, the Louisville athletic director, have all these people go crazy about, you couldn't hire this coach or that coach, and now the same thing's happening in Kentucky, and he should cross his arms and say, ha, 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 at his school's biggest rival. But I'm not going to do that, because I still think there's a couple things at play here. First of all, if Matt Jones is right, and I have no idea why he wouldn't be right on this, and Kentucky goes to Danny Hurley and they say $11 or $12 million when UConn's paying him $5 million, and probably the best they can do, since they don't have a football contract, the best they can do is probably $7.5 million. And if he turns down $11 or $12 million over what's probably a 5 or 6 year contract, I mean, more power to you. We're talking about $35 million here, right? Because it's going to be the difference between $12 and $7.5 million is $5.5 million. So let's just say it's $6 million. It's $6 million over the 5 years. I mean, we're talking about $30 to $36 million if it's a 6 year contract. For him to say no at a top three job in college basketball, more power to him. I couldn't do that. Like, I do not want to be on the air in Philadelphia. But if they offered me $5 million a year to do it, I'd be on the air in Philadelphia complaining about the Phillies right now. It's just, again, look, it's not all about the money, but sometimes the money's so big you can't say no, and that's how I'd feel about that job. So more power to them. But I'm not going to slam UK, because I give Kentucky credit. Number one, I give them credit for opening the checkbook. This is what makes Kentucky such a good job. I heard Derek say the other day that if you have to pay Danny Hurley all that money, then you're not a good job. No, no, no. That is what makes it a good job. Why do they have all the money? Because they have so many fans. What makes it a great job? The fan support, the attention, and the money. That's what makes it a good job. Oregon was a nothing school. Phil Knight decided to give a gazillion dollars, and now it's a great job. Why? The money. So I think that it's great for Kentucky to put their you-know-what on the table and say, hey, do you want to come to UK or not? The second thing I will say is that this needs to be a reality check for every college basketball fan that is out there that is now needs to understand the changing of trends in college basketball. And this may affect college football, I don't know. But the truth is every school has money now. Maybe not as much as $11 million a year, but every school has money. So what happens is back in the day, it used to be like, hey, you know, we can only pay our coach $3 million. Well, guess what? Now everybody can pay their coach $8, $10 million in football, and everybody can pay their coach $5 or $6 million in basketball. So if you are, for instance, Kentucky or Carolina or Duke or Kansas or Villanova or Louisville or one of these high-end schools, and you think you're just going to go take Vandy's coach, just know Vandy's got as much money too, and they'll just pay him if he's good. If you want them, they'll pay them. Unless it's a coach like Cal, who the shine is off the apple a little bit. Kind of like Joe Flacco at quarterback. And the third thing is this. No matter what happens here, I don't even care if they hire some bum. And it sounds like they're going to end up hiring Mark Pope from BYU. I think they should hire Bruce Pearl. But no matter what happens, they could hire Kenny Payne, the worst coach in the history of college basketball. And I still think they're better off without Calipari. Regardless of what Kentucky does here, I think they're better off without Calipari. Just like when Tubby Smith's time had come to an end, Kentucky was better off without Tubby. And I know, they hired Billy Gillespie, and it was an unmitigated disaster, and then they brought Cal, and then they were back. And that might be what happens here. Kentucky might hire Mark Pope. He might suck. And then, okay, 2 years of that, fire him. Now bring in the next. But eventually Kentucky will be back. So as much as I would love to celebrate Kentucky not getting Scott Drew or not getting Billy Donovan or not getting Danny Hurley or not getting any, as much as I'd like to celebrate it, I mean, look, my school just went through the exact same thing. We hired the guy from Charleston. That's what you have to do now. It's like a quarterback in the NFL. If there's a coach out there at a Power 5 job and that school and that guy is top of the line, that school will keep him and he'll stay with his school. The same way Josh Allen's not leaving Buffalo or Lamar Jackson's not leaving the Ravens. The only way you get one of these guys is if it's a distressed asset, kind of like Cal, you know, it was time. Just like it was time for Matt Ryan to leave the Falcons. Or you draft him. You get him from Scarbini State. And they become the dude. That's how this works now. You're not going to Villanova to pick off Jay Wright. It's over. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. 615-737-1025. It has reached, at UK, a predictably desperate level that this I am going to laugh at. We'll get to that next. Stillman and Company, 1025, 1063, the game.
At what moment... All right, let's. I didn't entertain this talk because I thought it was a waste of time. But let's say Hurley and Donovan both say no. Do you call Rick Pitino?
He is getting a lot of support in this town. People want him to at least be in the conversation.
Could you really do that, though?
You can do it for 2 or 3 years.
We don't want something for 2 or 3 years. You got to do this again.
I'd like to have somebody just come in and just win.
So let me ask you a question. So you're of an age where you would want to do that, right?
I don't think he's on my first tier, but I think he should be on their second tier.
So let me say, let's put it a different way. Hurley and Donovan say no. Now your list is Chris Beard, Sean Miller. Let's throw Bruce Pearl in there. Let's put Rick Pitino. Let's put Shaka Smart. You're on that tier of guys. Tommy Lloyd, you're on that tier of guys. Are you really, Drew, not going to consider Rick Pitino?
Okay. So now they're talking. That's Matt Jones, Connect Sports Radio. They're literally debating whether or not they want to bring Rick Pitino back. I told you, I'm not going to laugh at UK because they missed on Scott Drew. That's not their fault. I'm not going to laugh if Danny Hurley says, I'll take 7.5 at UConn and I won't take 15 million or what was it, 11 or 12 from Kentucky. Fine. He's a better man than me. Jay Wright wants to stay retired. Billy Donovan's in the NBA. Fine. I don't even, that is not a knock on UK. It's not. But if you're talking Rick Pitino, now I'm going to laugh at you. And let me say this. People in Louisville, Twitter was, oh, when this coaching search was going to bring back Rick, one of my best friends, a guy by the name of Cody Eagy, he pitched at Louisville, pitched in the major leagues a little bit. He actually was the pitcher that beat Vanderbilt to go to the World Series years ago. Cody Eagy texted me one day. He goes, I want Rick. And I said, you are dumb. Rick Pitino. I mean, again, first of all, forget about the fact he's 71 years old, which I think does matter. Do we need to discuss what Rick Pitino's been through? Do we need to talk about the equipment manager's wife, the abortion, the Italian restaurant, the 15 seconds? Do we need to talk about that? Do we need to talk about the prostitutes in the dorm?
The hookers in the dorms.
Hookers in the dorm! Ha, ha, ha! Do we need to talk about that? Do we need to talk about the $100,000 on the FBI wiretap before that was legal? Do we need to talk about the fact that Rick Pitino is the biggest a-hole in college basketball? Do we need to talk about the fact that Rick Pitino said he was so desperate to get anybody to believe him that he didn't know about the $100,000 or he didn't know about the hooker in the dorm, as if that's not cause enough to fire somebody? He had no idea any of this stuff was going on. And I actually believe him on that. But again, it doesn't matter. You should know that he embarrassed himself by going on TV saying, I will take a polygraph test. And UK is going to bring him back. And let's not forget, UK kicked his ass when he was at Louisville. I experienced it. I experienced all of it. I liked Rick. I had a good relationship with Rick. Wasn't as good as when the hooker thing happened. I say he should be fired. I don't think he liked that very much. But I'm just saying, like, I liked Rick. And Rick liked me. And I think it's so desperate and sad that it's like, well, we want to win at basketball so bad that we're going to hire a coach who left us 25 years ago, who's been through every scandal there's been. We're going to bring him back because nobody else will say yes. Go find a good coach. Go find somebody coaching. I'll tell you this right now. And I don't think Kentucky's actually considering Pitino. And if they are, oh my God, am I going to go crazy. But if this were Jared Stillman State University, or I was the athletic director, Casey Alexander at Belmont would be my coach before Rick Pitino. And I'll say this about Pitino. I think pound for pound, if everybody's players are the same, we all have the same rosters, I think he's the best basketball coach on the planet. As far as coaching basketball, motivating, game planning, developing, all of it. I think Pitino is the best coach in the country. And I would never hire him. I would not touch him with a 10-foot pole. Ian has a better chance of coaching the team, if I'm the AD, than Rick Pitino. And Kentucky fans, especially that show, that was the show that dogged him for the 15 seconds for the 15 years after the 15 seconds. Unbelievable. Oof, that's so sad. So sad that that's where we're at. Keith from Bowling Green's texting in. Dustin from Hopkinsville's. I don't think they're going to be very happy, Ian.
We'll see.
Phone lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com.
They don't want Pitino.
Keith from Bowling Green says, Pitino said he didn't know about the stuff with the FBI. He also gave the UK fans the finger at Rupp when they played each other. I thought Pitino was affected by Kentucky. Like, I thought that playing Kentucky really screwed with him. Like, you know, people that love Kentucky are, you know, they're all in or whatever it may be, like, about, like, if you're from Kentucky and you're at Louisville and you're playing Kentucky, it's like it's your life to play Kentucky. For me, I was from Tennessee. I didn't care about that. It didn't bother me the way that it bothers everybody else. Still doesn't bother me the way that it bothers everybody else. But it bothered Pitino. Dustin says, we don't care if you laugh. We will be back. And it won't be long when you'll wish we had Calipari. Doesn't matter if it's desperate, if we stomp everybody's butt. So you let go of Calipari, and you got to hire Patino, the guy who Calipari beat. I want to say Calipari's record was like 9-1 against Patino. And you'll feel good about that. To hire Patino at 71 years old. I mean, Dustin. Like, see, here's what Kentucky needs to do. I'm just being honest with everybody here. And I don't want them to, I don't want Kentucky to be good. You know, I want them to hire a coach who is like Tubby Smith. You know, where like, yeah, he's gettable. Decent coach, gettable. Can't be a horrible coach because then he'll be gone after 2 years and then they'll go get a good coach. And it can't be a good coach. But the guy they should hire is Bruce Pearl. I mean, to me, it is as simple as Bruce Pearl's the guy they should hire. Because in order to be successful at Kentucky, you have to kind of lean in to the circus. And Bruce Pearl does that. You have to understand how to win, not just in college basketball, but in the SEC. Bruce Pearl does that. You have to understand your fan base is crazy and you have to embrace it. Bruce Pearl does that. Bruce Pearl's perfect coach for that school. And maybe Auburn pays him so much money that he wouldn't leave, but who cares that he had a show cause? You can pay the players now. It doesn't matter anymore. Bruce Pearl's the guy I would hire. And I think Bruce is, you know, maybe a little too old. You know, it'd be nice if this were 5-6 years ago for Bruce. But Bruce still has some tread on the tires. But Patino, are we serious? Patino. Unbelievable. Woo. More of your phone. 615-737-1025 on our program. Plus, I told you guys this was going to happen. I told you this was going to happen. We'll do it next. Dillman & Company. 1025-1063 The Game.
To be at a place like this, to do what I was able to do at Kentucky, I was happy. I mean, I loved it there. My wife loved it there. You know what? 15 years I was there. Did everything I could. Gave every ounce of everything I could. And you know what? I'm jacked about another opportunity. Like, I'm like, let's go. Now, I met with the team. There is no team. So now, Hunter's really extremely confident, but we got to get a roster together. And some of it is a little bit of everything, but we will.
That was Cal yesterday. Ian, did I not say that man was going to, you know, we had heard that he got some cold feet on Monday and Kentucky was like, no, go to Arkansas. And he goes to Arkansas and there he is. I ran to this job here. I mean, I saw one of the quotes he said yesterday was that Kentucky's a blue blood and it's hard to leave a blue blood, but so is Arkansas.
Not quite the same level.
Arkansas, a blue blood. Now, let me say this. They care about Arkansas. They care about basketball in Arkansas. Nolan Richardson, 40 minutes of hell. I was thinking this in my head. How many jobs in the SEC would you rather have than Arkansas? And I told Ian yesterday, I said, when Cal's press conference, he's going to spew a bunch of bull crap because that's all he knows how to do. How many jobs in the SEC would you take before Arkansas? Ian, would you take Kentucky before Arkansas?
Yes.
Would you take Florida before Arkansas?
Yeah.
Would you take LSU before Arkansas?
Probably, yeah.
Okay. Would you take Alabama before Arkansas?
That'd be close.
Would you take Auburn
No.
before Arkansas?
Probably not, no.
Okay, so there you go. So we're better than Auburn.
Tennessee I'd probably take over Arkansas.
Okay, Tennessee. Now, Arkansas fans will say Tennessee's never even been to a Final Four, and Arkansas has won 2 championships.
Mm-hmm.
But I agree with you. I would take Tennessee, too. Would you take Vandy over Arkansas?
No.
I think I might.
I wouldn't do that.
Okay, so not Vandy.
None of the Mississippi schools either.
Okay, none of the Mississippi schools. That's fine. Even though they got turned down by Chris Beard, who is at Ole Miss.
Mm-hmm.
So keep that in mind. A&M.
Probably Arkansas.
Oh, I think I'd take A&M.
I mean, A&M definitely has, like, the money and the infrastructure as far as, you know, athletics, but Arkansas does too. A&M does have a lot of money.
Texas.
I'd rather take Texas.
I think I'd take Texas too. So by that count, we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 if we count A&M. I mean, I wouldn't take South Carolina over. Well,
probably not.
South Carolina has more recently been to a Final Four.
Mm-hmm. I'd probably still go Arkansas. They have more money.
Arkansas has more money than South Carolina?
Sure. South Carolina, I don't think, has much.
I mean, Vanderbilt has more money than Arkansas.
You think so? No.
Yeah, I mean, they just don't spend it. But I think they... I mean, all I ever hear is about how much money Vandy has.
Well,
I mean, I hear you.
We're talking like, hey, these guys want to spend a lot of money on athletics.
Here's the thing about Arkansas. Arkansas is an okay job. I think that it's really hard to win at Arkansas. It's really unfair for Arkansas for all these years in the SEC West that they've competed against the Alabamas and the LSUs in football. And to Ian's point, they have money and they spend it, but they just don't ever win anything. And I feel so bad for them because it's like, you know, they are paying Alabama prices and getting Vanderbilt results. And it's like, that sucks. But Calipari, you know, got a nice gig for himself. The AD saves face on getting turned down by Chris Beard, who has a legitimate rap sheet. And Jerome Tang, who most of the people listening to this show don't even know who that is. And they end up with Calipari. It's like, dude, Arkansas is not Kentucky. Stop that. Robert in Nashville says, Kentucky is going to end up going the nostalgia route and bring back a former player like Travis Ford or a relative nobody, with the exception of the fact that they played basketball at Kentucky. So apparently the leader in the clubhouse right now for the job is Mark Pope.
They're not liking that. Fans.
Do you know who Mark Pope is, Ian, at all?
The BYU guy?
Yeah.
No. I mean,
he played at Kentucky.
That's what I saw. He was on the 96 team or something.
So to the texter's point, you know, he's a Kentucky guy. One texter says there's only three schools in the SEC that have won an NCAA championship. One of them is Arkansas. Yeah, I know. That doesn't matter, though. Like,
it's too long ago.
I think about it like this, right? Like, when we think about a prestigious program in sports, right? To me, the history is a part of it, but the history is only, like, it's the fan base, it's the excitement, it's the money, it's the, like, so, USC football, even though, and Miami football too, they were the bee's knees when I was a kid in the early 2000s. But I don't think that Miami football is a better job than, say, LSU. Even though at one point, Miami football, actually at 2 points, Miami football was as dominant as any school in the country. Pete says, here's what Arkansas has that none of those other schools have. Huge money boosters. Huge. Pete, I'm going to let you in on a secret. Florida's got money. LSU's got money. Alabama's got money. Tennessee's got money. And A&M's got more money than everybody. The school that might have the least big money boosters, and they got big money boosters just like everybody else, of the group there might be Kentucky. Like, Kentucky might be the school that doesn't have the boosters that the other ones have. And again, the real question here is NIL. And see, here's the big sticking point. Calipari liked doing things his way when he was at Kentucky. And he shunned the rest of the athletic department, and he shunned the boosters. So when the NIL thing started going, I guess Cal, you know, had to get his money from somewhere. So when NIL became a big deal, Cal turned to the university and was like, all right, what you got for me? And the university was like, no, you pissed off all these boosters. All their money's going to football. And so Cal's complaining that UK didn't have NIL money for him. But UK is saying the next coach will have NIL money because the reason they didn't have NIL money was because Cal had pissed everybody who was going to donate the NIL money off. Texture says, with this day and age, where are a lot of people screaming equality? Connecticut can hire a male coach for women's basketball and have success, so who can say that Kentucky can't hire a female coach and have success as well? I actually have thought about this a lot. Like, at some point, shouldn't there be a woman coaching men's basketball? I wouldn't rule it out. I mean, I would take any woman coaching my team over Kenny Payne because I experienced Kenny Payne coaching my team, and it was terrible. Robert in Nashville says that I just listed Louisville as a blue blood earlier. Louisville is absolutely a blue blood. Like, yes, we suck right now. And again, that goes back to Kenny Payne. But like, I mean, we're one of the top programs in the country. Like, one of the top. So to me, there's Carolina, Duke, Kansas, Kentucky. And you can put them in any order. I mean, I think Kansas is a very clear four on that list. But Carolina, Duke, Kansas, Kentucky. And then there's that second tier, and we're it. I mean, we are in the second tier. We are absolutely a basketball school. Like a legitimate, big-time basketball school. We have a horrendous academics. I mean, hell, I went there. We have horrendous academics, and we still got into the ACC. And it's in large part because of basketball. You know, that second tier of schools, you know, NIL is probably going to have an effect on a lot of this. But also, I do want to keep this in mind when we talk about Kentucky and we talk about that job and who may take it and everything else. And that is that when it comes to Duke and Carolina, and Kansas hasn't had to hire a coach for 20 years. But when Duke hired their new coach, it was an assistant they promoted. It wasn't like Duke ran a national search to find the next head coach. And I do wonder if Kay had announced his retirement and Duke went looking for a head coach, would Duke be running into the same problems that Kentucky is running into right now? Carolina, when Roy Williams retired, hired an assistant coach. They didn't go the national route. Same with Syracuse replacing Jim Boeheim. Same with Villanova replacing Jay Wright. They didn't technically hire an assistant, but Kyle Neptune had been Jay Wright's assistant for years, and he went to Fordham, and they just hired Kyle Neptune as if he had never left. You know, Stanford's women's coach is retiring, Tara Vandeveer, great coach. And she's retiring, and her longtime assistant is going to be taking over. So, I mean, maybe, as I said, I think that when it comes to college basketball, it's like a quarterback in the NFL. You get a great coach, he's your coach, and people will come, but he'll stay with you if you're a Power 5 school. One texter says this will likely be Mitch Barnhart's last hire. He had to try for Hurley, but he wants someone that he can get along with. Pearl would crawl to Lexington for the job, but I guess he's just too much for Barnhart. So I know Mitch Barnhart well enough. And I'll tell you this about Mitch Barnhart. That's a good man right there. Like, again, I'm not a UK fan. I hope they lose. You know I root against them. Now, I'm not one of these people that if I say something bad about Will Levis, it's like, did you say that because he went to Kentucky? I don't care about that. But I really like Mitch Barnhart. I do. I think he knows that he's probably got to get his hands a little dirty the same way he had to get his hands a little dirty with Cal. Because you know that with Cal, you know, it's he didn't want to do it. It ended up in Billy Gillespie. That was a disaster. I think he knows that if he's going to get his hands a little dirty, he's going to get his hands a little dirty, just like he did Cal. 615-737-1025 is our phone number, 615-737-1025, if you want to weigh in on our program. So, people got mad at me earlier today, and so it took me to a new exercise. Go over that exercise. We'll do it next. 615-737-1025. Let's talk about White Bison. That's right. I love White Bison. It's your local coffee shop with specialty coffee and so much more. Explore their selection of premium coffee blends, refreshing iced drinks, and food featuring fresh-made premium breakfast, lunch, and snack options. Download their app and join the White Bison Rewards program where you can place orders on the go anytime. Get rewards and, of course, earn free coffee. Stop by White Bison and brighten your day with a sweet cinnamon beehive latte, iced honey nut macchiato, or the vanilla rooibos tea latte. Find your perfect cup at White Bison where it's finally crafted for you. White Bison and twice daily, what are you craving? Time now for a look at the Masters leaderboard presented by Burger Republic. Burger Republic defending quality in Nashville for 12 years. Bryson DeChambeau is the leader at 7-under. Meanwhile, Scottie Scheffler through 15 is 5-under, and Danny Willett is third, done for the day at 4-under. Again, presented by Burger Republic. Okay, so earlier today, TD and I got in an argument about Sam Darnold, Kyler Murray, and Tua, and then it really became about Sam Darnold versus Tua. Let me say this. I will die on the Sam Darnold is as good or better than Tua train. And I'm going to tell you right now, I think Sam Darnold's better. I think Tua sucks. And I think if you gave Sam Darnold, Mike McDaniel is his coach, and you gave him Terrion Armstead as his left tackle, and you gave him the running game of Mostert and Wilson and those guys, they got running the ball. And most importantly, you gave him Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle, I think Sam Darnold would win a crap load of games. I really do. Just like, well, you know, he played well at the end of 22 and it was DJ Moore. I don't, like, DJ Moore is not Tyreek Hill. And I like DJ Moore, but he's not Tyreek Hill. And so what I did was I was sitting there thinking about this, Ian, and I just kind of ranked the quarterbacks. And I got to 16 before I entered the, I think these guys kind of stink category.
Okay.
And I think that Levis might be at 17. In fact, I think I'm going to go ahead and put Levis in at 17 here. Mahomes, Burrow, Allen, Lamar, Herbert, Rodgers, Stroud, Jalen Hurts, Stafford, Goff, Brock Purdy, Dak, Kirk Cousins, Jordan Love, Baker Mayfield, Trevor Lawrence, and I'll go Levis at 17 ahead of Geno Smith. So Geno Smith, 18. So that leaves me on my list with, and Anthony Richardson, by the way, doesn't qualify. He's like the rookie quarterbacks because Anthony Richardson.
Incomplete.
I mean, there's no way to judge him, okay? And I think he's going to be a great player, but there's no way to know. Russell Wilson, I think he sucks. Deshaun Watson sucks. Tua, you know how I feel there.
Carr,
Minshew. You know, Minshew's a backup, but he's not awful. Daniel Jones, he stinks. Didn't put Darnold on the list, but I think I would put Darnold ahead of Geno Smith. I think I'd put Darnold at 18 on this list. Geno Smith at 19. Minshew at 20. Because I cannot stand Carr. I cannot stand Murray.
What about the second-year guys?
What do you mean?
Stroud and Young.
So Stroud is 7.
Okay, I missed that. And then
Bryce Young, I can't put him on the list.
Yeah, that was a tough year.
And again, I think he's getting Sam Darnold.
Washington doesn't really have a quarterback.
So Washington, New England, and Denver, Chicago, and Minnesota. I mean, Darnold is Minnesota's quarterback as of now, but you know, we know they're going to take J.J. McCarthy. So those guys don't count. So right now, Wilson, Watson, Tua, Daniel Jones, Bryce Young, Derek Carr, Kyler Murray. I can't stand any of those guys. And if you want to throw Fields in there too, because Fields is, you know, kind of battling it out with Russell Wilson. And again, I think Russell stinks now. If you want to throw Fields in there, you can. But I also think he sucks. I mean, I think I'd want to put Flacco. Like, I'd rather have Flacco quarterback my team than some of these guys. So I'm going to go with Darnold at 18, Levis at 17, Darnold 18, Geno Smith 19, Kyler at 20, Carr at 21, now Minshew at 21, Carr at 22, Tua at 23. I cannot put Deshaun Watson on any of these lists. He stinks, and he's never healthy. So Tua is at 23, and I'll die on that hill. And I'm sure Tua will have good stats this year when they play the Patriots, you know, a team who stinks. Like, I'm sure that he'll have good stats. But when you put Tua in a game that matters, even with Tyreek Hill and those boys, he still stinks. Somebody just texted me the text line and says I'm crazy for putting Jalen Hurts over Tua. Are you serious? This is not college, folks. In college, Steve Dreisbach played over Tom Brady. Brian Griese played over Tom Brady in college. I don't care about college. Right now in the NFL, Jalen Hurts doesn't stink and Tua does. I mean, I think Jalen Hurts and Stafford right there, 8-9, you know, it's a... I cannot. I mean, I said this when the Titans beat the Dolphins on Monday Night Football. Remember what happened in that Monday Night game? Tyreek got hurt. And once Tyreek got hurt, Tua went to crap. And I said, because they kept showing Dan Marino on the TV broadcast, I kept saying, I would love to know if you asked Dan right then and there, Dan, who's better, Levis or Tua? I guarantee you Marino would say Levis.
We had a request on where you might put Tannehill on that list.
They're like right there with Levis. I mean, I'm not convinced that, again, trying to win this week, I'm not convinced that Tannehill is not as good as Levis. Trying to win today. I mean, I thought a lot of these teams were stupid for not signing Tannehill. Most notably Pittsburgh. I think Denver's stupid for not signing him right now. But I would put Tannehill in there, you know, a little bit. 615-737-1025. Speaking of quarterbacks, this is lying season. But there is one lie, what would normally feel like a lie, that apparently might be real. And it kind of angers me. We'll get to that next here on Stillman & Company, 615-737-1025. And we're giving away Preds tickets later this hour as well, or in the next hour. So be listening for that. And let's go ahead and give something away now because I'm in a good mood. Be caller 5 right now at 615-737-1025, and you'll win a pair of tickets to see Burt Kreischer at F&M Bank Arena this Saturday. Good luck on that. Stillman & Company, 1025, 106.3 The Game.